Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so glad you're here with us today. We're going to discuss everyday oracles and divine messages, like seeing shapes and clouds and how they may have a message for you just when you need it. The thing is, we don't always slow down enough to pay attention to them, and yet I know we all have experienced that moment when we look at the sky in awe of the shapes we see there. I've seen dragons, birds, dogs, even bunnies, and even faces. Well, maybe there's more to it than the shape. According to my guest today, Anne Bollinger McQuaid, Anne is one of those people who's paid attention to these messages and understands that the world is alive, nurturing, and filled with guidance and support. For her, these concepts are deeply seated in her Native American ancestry, and for three decades, personal oracles have been playing a major role in Anne's life. She fully recognized them after her diagnosis of breast cancer. They have guided and offered comfort to her as she dealt with the loss of her father, the passing of a close friend, and the death of a beloved animal companion. Anne shares her curiosity and passion for discovering the hidden, obvious, and encourages us to tune in to the guidance and support that surrounds us all. Anne Bollinger McQuaid helps us recognize and decipher our own personal signs. And she termed the coin personal oracles to describe those mysterious messages that guide and comfort us. So her website is www.personaloracles.com. So welcome, Anne, to Voices of Women.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes. Well, I always start off with people's stories, so I want you to share with us the personal events that made you aware, well, one of your ancestral imprints.
Well, you know, I just grew up here, you know, getting messages and different things. The whole family did. That was just a given, and so I was very comfortable with the seeing the world as alive and interconnected. But everything shifted for me when I had this gut feeling to get a mammogram, and that was back in 86. And I went to get a mammogram, found out that it was breast cancer, and during the time I was waiting for that mammogram, well, for what we were going to do, I had the mammogram results, but I didn't know how severe it was. It was around Christmas time, and I was in a mall, and I love to go in and look at birds in a pet shop, so this time I had another urge to go look at birds, and as I walked through the door of the pet shop, I heard right outside my left ear, "You know I'm going home with you, don't you?" And this was sounded words. This was not a thought. These were like someone speaking to me. So I turned around and I looked, and there was no one in that part of the shop. And I can't say, I think we have these things happen, and maybe we discount them or don't pay attention. But I ended up going over to a cage where there were little golden retriever puppies, picked up a little puppy that I bonded with instantly. I would not have gotten him, unfortunately, but fortunately, my husband came in and said, "Let me get him for you for Christmas." And I was like, "No, no, no." Well, cut to the chase, he did get him for me for Christmas, and Rusty became my spirit dog. And I was fine. You look how many years it is after that. The breast cancer was minuscule. What I want people to hear is I followed a gut feeling, and that way it was dealt with early. But when Rusty got cancer of his nose, and we had to have him put to sleep when he was 11, and I'd never heard that voice again since then, I had talked telepathically like so many of us do with our animals. But the night that we had him put to sleep, I was laying in bed thinking, what am I going to do? You know, he had just been my second skin. And I heard the words again, I'm still here. I could come back if you want me to. Well, that sounded so strange to me, but I knew the voice. So I made a deal with him that if he would help me reconnect with him, I wanted him back in my life in physical form. And that is when I watched the universe and experienced the universe opening up and showing me through clouds and dreams and synchronicities and all kinds of different things I won't go into here, that the universe is responding to a need. I realized that there is a structure to our universe that I didn't realize. You know, these messages we get, I thought they were random. They're not. They are responding to a very specific need with a delivery system. They give you a message, and that's your personal oracle. So what I've done over the years is I have did reconnect with Rusty. Go ahead and finish that story. But what I've done is I've studied the ancient cultures, and I've studied how so many, all the ancient cultures knew how connected we all are, how connected the universe is. And so what I've done is I have put the structure and the science behind it so that these messages that we get don't seem so far out or weird or, you know, out of left field. They're following the real structure of the universe, like gravity. If you drop it, it falls. If you have a need, the universe will respond.
Well, that's often true. The problem is us paying attention, or we might discount it. You know, like you said, that was just a coincidence, and when they start happening more. But, you know, if we do pay attention to them, it actually makes life easier.
Well, it does. It makes it easier. And, you know, to me, when you really experience it, it's one thing to hear somebody talk about it, but I encourage people, when you have these things happen, write them down someplace, collect your own body of evidence, like I did. Write things down. Write down the intuitions that you miss. You know, like when you, like I told you, I was going to discount the one about, you know, this hearing these words, you know, I'm going home with you, don't you? Luckily, that was out of my hands and was already in work. But write it down if you have something happen that you either a gut feeling that you get or you miss, and you'll be stunned, and then you'll realize you're not alone. That's the key to me. You really aren't alone, ever.
Well, it's like the universe responding to you. And
exactly.
But so you call them personal oracles. So how do you define that?
Well, I define a personal oracle as I set up a formula, and it is a need, a delivery system, and a message. And I'll give you people a story, because it's easier to, I think, get things in stories. This is one of my favorites, and it's about Rhonda, who was taking her little dogs on the walk one morning, and she's walking along up in the mountains, and all of a sudden there's a hummingbird that flies right in front of her eyes, and Rhonda stops, and Rhonda knows immediately she's in danger. She just has this sense that, you know, like, feels it up and down her back. She turns around and heads for home. As she heads for home, she starts to hear those words, danger, danger, danger. She's, of course, taking her little dogs. She gets home. She looks at her answer phone, and there's a message on the answer phone, and she listens, and it says, stay inside, Rhonda. There's a pack of wild dogs. This is from the neighbor across the street. They've killed some of our sheep, and they've killed our old dog that lays by the front door. Now, Rhonda, here's the universe. Rhonda is in danger. Here's the universe. Rhonda's in danger. Okay, what are we going to do? All of our personal oracles are so beautifully tailored to what we would understand. I might have ducked under, I would like to think I wouldn't, but I might have ducked under that hummingbird. Rhonda knew. So the hummingbird was a perfect messenger. So there was the need. The need was she was in danger. The delivery system was the hummingbird, and the message was, get home, you're in danger. So that's an example of how personal oracles work.
Yeah, that's a great story. And a relief, you know, too, because of the consequences if otherwise. And that's not, if we don't pay attention, how many times we go through the day and we get home and realize, if I only had, you know, we had that gut feeling and we discarded it, and then something happened. Not that it was something horrible, but just stuff happens. And we go, I had that feeling. I was just too busy to pay attention to it. Or we acted on the feeling and it was, you know, and we go, I had that feeling that was going to happen. And so it's really about paying attention.
Yeah, and again, I'm repeating myself already, but let's write them. If you feel like it, write them down. Put it in a little tape recorder. We all carry our phones around. Start little notes going in your cell phone. If you've got that little area where you can write notes, log it in and watch yourself. And don't beat yourself up, you know, because we all miss them. Everybody misses them. Everybody ignores them. But it just really can keep us safe, can help us heal. If I'd ignored the gut feeling that said get a mammogram, chances are we wouldn't be talking today.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you also talk about an invisible moving sidewalk.
I do. And you know what I've tried to do is, you know, take this out of the sounding, you know, like all these things are just mysterious and random. So I've broken them down into five categories.
The five categories when we come back. But
okay. You want to hear about, would you like an invisible moving sidewalk story?
You know, we're going to have to hold on that too.
Okay. Well,
story.
We'll start there.
So
perfect.
I just wanted the idea of an invisible moving sidewalk. So it's kind of like things moving. I get the feeling it's things moving in front of you.
You step on and
you hop on or not.
You step on and you end up at a destination you never dreamed you'd be at.
And so do you actually visualize a sidewalk?
No. Well, what I've done is I set it up as that because, you know, when you're in an airport and you see that move, they call them people movers sometimes, and you step on and you get to the gate. That
right.
is really what I'm trying to describe. And you know what I told you about Rusty? I already told you the story of Rusty hearing his words, you know, I'm going home with you, don't you?
Yep.
It ended up opening the world of personal oracles. That's a huge invisible moving sidewalk.
That is. Well, this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and hear more stories from Ann Bollinger McQuaid.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of...
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis. I'm talking with Anne Bollinger McQuaid. She's the author of Everyday Oracles. And we were just talking about the invisible moving sidewalk. So do you have an example of that you might want to share?
I do have another one. You know, we talked about Rusty. You know, that was an amazing invisible moving sidewalk where I stepped on. I had no idea that where it was leading me was to discover how interconnected everything was and the formula. But I have one that I just really love, and it's from a book called Scalpel and the Soul by Dr. Alan Hamilton. And Dr. Hamilton is a neurosurgeon who lives in Tucson, Arizona, works at the U of A where Gabrielle Giffords went after she was shot. So I think a lot of you know something about that hospital. So anyway, he's driving in. He lives out in a ranch, and he's driving in, and he notices at the side of the road that there's a rabbit, and there are buzzards feeding on the rabbit. And he took note of that, and he continues to drive, and he goes in, and he gets ready for his first brain surgery, and he gets the man all ready, and is talking to the man and his wife, and he's going to leave the man alone in his room to say goodbye to the wife. And he gets to the door, and he looks back, and he sees the wife lean over to her husband, the patient, and say, "See you later, Bunny." And Dr. Hamilton canceled the surgery. And during the time that the man would have been undergoing brain surgery, the man had a massive heart attack. Now, the man would not have survived a heart attack had he been undergoing brain surgery. Now that to me is just such an exciting story of how some of the people in our medical profession get it. You know, he's had enough experiences where the universe was speaking to him that he knew to trust that. So that invisible moving sidewalk started when he spotted the bunny, and he just took note of that, tucked it away, got to the, you know, where he needed that information, and he had it, and he acted on it.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. And, I'm sure the person is thanking him every day.
I'm sure, and the wife, imagine?
Yeah.
Isn't that,
That's an example of how the universe speaks to us, too. And we don't always understand it until later. Oh, okay, that's why I saw the bunny on the road.
Exactly, and I think that that's one of the things that my mentor, Richard Deertrack, who was with the Taos Pueblo here, I was a grab-it-and-run personal oracle person. Like, I'd have something happen, I'd think I'd got it. He said, let your personal oracle teach you, let it develop over time. You may have something happen that you think is the whole message, and it's a piece of the message. So, I'm going to say it again. If you write it down, you can watch as the pieces come together. You'll look back at your little notes and you go, oh, wait, this fits with that. That fits with that. So not as clearly as the bunny. I don't mean that. But we get the larger picture. The universe may speak to us incomplete in one instance, but it may have a bigger story that it's telling you.
And it may be because we're not ready to hear the whole thing, but that's how, like, Woman of Wisdom started. I mean, it can go over a period of years where you get, I call them signposts, like you get this message, and then a year later you get another message, and it's all leading you towards something. And when the final message comes in, you go, oh, okay, I get it, I'm ready for it now.
Well, yeah, it's
you
like, know, you know,
stages.
You know, when I was growing up, there was a Campbell's soup commercial, and it would, the kids kept going, is it soup? Is the soup ready? And they would go, it's not soup yet. You know, well, if you've seen the commercial, you realize it was excruciating for the children because they really wanted that soup. But it takes a while for things to, you know, like you said, as your journey was unfolding, it needed to unfold.
Yeah, so now you mentioned there's five main types of personal oracles. So let's go through those.
Okay, well, let's start with, we already started with invisible lean sidewalk. So we could go to conduits. I've already told you one story of Rhonda and the hummingbird. The hummingbird was the conduit for the universe. So rather than being something that she just looked at and saw it, that hummingbird was the alive messenger that was bringing that information. I know you gave out my website. If someone gets on my website and looks, you'll see pictures that I have taken over the years of different things. And one of them that is a conduit that is really striking is a picture of my father. There's a picture of my father as he looked in life, and there's a picture of him 10 years later. As I was walking, he was appeared in the clouds 10 years after he died. I saw, well, I'd seen his image many times in the clouds, but this one in particular, what he was, his spirit was resonating through it, and it looks like a hologram, and it is the perfect image of his face, only it's in the clouds. So that would be a conduit. Clouds are wonderful conduits. Loved ones that have passed very often can connect with us through the clouds. They also can connect with us a lot of times. Radio is a wonderful conduit, either for an energy of a spirit, or there are a lot of people that report driving along. I had something, a woman's submitted something to my website where she had been in Colorado on vacation from the East Coast, and she was feeling really stressed. And she looked at her readout where the radio songs were, and it said, "Life is hard." And she just felt like that was a validation to her that life is hard. She was seeing that that wasn't just a coincidence that happened. So, you know, clouds can be conduits, radios can be conduits, telephones can be conduits. Smells are wonderful conduits for spirits that are no longer in physical form. Then another category that I have looked at is mirrors. So I think if you have something happen, a lot of times our minds want to do this, to have a definition or to be able to slide something into a category. So there's another image on my website that is a cloud, and it is of a thumbs up. It looks, the cloud is in the perfect shape of a thumbs up. And that occurred when I was working, and I was changing, was going through a huge change in where my work was headed. And I felt really good about it, but I needed validation. And something just said, hey, get a cup of tea and go outside. And I went outside, and there was that picture of the thumbs up. And I have no doubt the universe was sending me a big thumbs up. So we can look at clouds. Clouds can be conduits. They can be mirrors. You can look at maybe rocks and see an image on a rock that might speak to you. I like to talk about the turtle that is high above the road here in I'm in Taos, New Mexico right now, and there's a big boulder, and it's a turtle. And I think a lot of people don't even see it, but you have to be looking up at this top of, as you go up this mountain. And so there's this turtle, and every time I see it, it reminds me to slow down because I'm Aries, and I always think that I'm in a hurry. And it just, you know, on a very, very basic level, makes me think about the tortoise and the hare when I was little, you know, who won the race. You know, the tortoise stayed slow and steady. So the universe will speak to you that way in a form, a sign that will speak directly to you. And that would be, well, I just said sign, but that mirrors what's going on. I'm going to bleed over into signs and symbols. So the boulder in the shape of tortoise is a sign. The heart is a symbol that all of us have certain feelings about. A lot of people in this symbol will see a heart and feel the love that they needed. And it might appear in a rock, it might appear on the sidewalk, it might appear in a cloud. So we have signs that trigger this in us. So you're going to see now already the way that I'm describing this. You can put them in different categories. It's just like life. Don't worry about whether you put your experience, if you're trying to categorize them, it can go as a sign and symbol and a mirror. We're not in a world of black and white, and we're not in a world of absolutes, but we are in a world that we are helped if we do have structures that we can work within. So what I'm trying to say is if you get into using these categories, don't get hung up on, try not to get hung up on anything. Try not to get hung up on whether you miss a message or you get a message. Try not to get hung up on which category you're going to put it in. Trust your gut. Put it in the one that feels good to you. And then the last category is synchronicity. And, a lot of people call those coincidences. And here's one that I really like. If you're a driver, chances are you've been driving in traffic and you've sensed that the car in front of you is going to change lanes, and then they change lanes, and you don't really even think about it. You just pull back and you let them pull in front of you. That is you being interconnected with the whole universe and picking up on all of that, and that has saved you from getting in an accident. So that's a synchronicity that is another form of a personal oracle.
Yeah, that's great. So we're going to come back and hear some more of these examples and stories when we come back. We're talking with Ann Bollinger McQuaid.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Women of Wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and that was Lorraine Bay singing our Woman of Wisdom theme song from our conference. Our 22nd conference is coming up this February, and we've got great music from there from different performers we have had over the years, including Lisa Teal, Holly Neer, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, and many others. And when you purchase the CD, it supports Woman of Wisdom, which is a nonprofit organization. So you can purchase it at our website, womenofwisdom.org. So, Anne, why don't you give people your website address and things you want to share about that?
Okay, I would love to. My website is www.personaloracles.com. And on my website, of course, you will learn more about personal oracles. You'll see the photos that I was telling you about that are on what my web guy calls a carousel. So it brings them to life, and you know, you can look at them. There's also a section called What Do You See? And if you go on to that section, it's all about clouds, and you can draw on, it's interactive, you can draw on the cloud, and then if you love it, you can print it off, and you can even, share those things with friends. You can do that with children. The thing that I was talking, though, to Chris about, that I would like to invite anyone that's listening that has a story that they would really like to share. The value of sharing stories is because when we share them, so often someone else is going to go, oh, I had something like that happen, but I was kind of discounting it because it just seemed too strange. And so I that makes me think of something I would like to share from Chapter 3, and then I want to share, if it's okay, some submission stories. But in Chapter 3, I have a lot of stories from figures that you will recognize, Barbara Streisand, Forrest Whitaker, Telly Savalas, if any of you remember Telly Savalas, from Kojak, and he told a story, and this is a personal one that seems so far out there to me that I had a little bit of trouble feeling, imagining that could happen, and I'm pretty far out there, I think. Telly Savalas was on TV a lot when he was alive, and he would talk about the time that he was going home, and he ran out of gas, and it was very late, 2 or 3 in the morning, and he got out of his car, and he was right in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden, there's a man standing beside his car, and the man says, I can take you to get gas. And the man's standing in front of a Cadillac, and he's got on a really nice suit. And so Telly Savalas says, sure. So he gets in the car. They go get gas. Telly Savalas doesn't have any money with him. So the man goes, that's okay. I can loan you the money. You know, I'll pay for the gas, is what he says. And so Savalas, he does that, and he says, you know, write your name down and your phone number, and I'll get the money to you. So the man writes his name down and his phone number, and the next morning, Telly Savalas calls the number, and he gets the man's wife, and he tells her what happened, and he says, you know, this, you know, there your husband was with this Cadillac, you know, and he helped me, and he described the husband and the clothes, everything, and she said, you know, that sounds exactly like my husband, but he's been dead for quite a few years. Now, you know, I have no trouble at all personally with, you know, because I've experienced it, energies coming back through to connect with us through smell and clouds and all kinds of things like that. But this seemed a little bit harder for me to imagine until I remembered my favorite aunt, telling me a story when I was a child, and she was one of those people that had a lot of very psychic experiences but kept them pretty quiet except with just a few people. And so she told me about a time when she had been delivering a wheelchair to someone, and she had a big car, and she had opened the trunk, and she was starting to take the collapsible wheelchair out, and this man came, and remember, she's out in the middle of nowhere. This man is by her side, and he said, "Here, let me help you." And so he lifts it out and pulls it open, and she turns around to close the trunk, and the man is gone. Well, since I had that information from an aunt that I totally trusted and knew that she would not have she wouldn't be making that up, that was easier for me to accept. So I share those two stories because if we will share with each other our things that are far out, then I think that if something like that happens to the other person or someone they know, the more those stories get told, the more easy it is for us to accept that as one of those portholes that we just don't usually go through. You know, we are in this box of our expectation of what we think is reality. Personal oracles will encourage us to move out of that box. They offer us portals to go through, to go out into an area that feels like something that feels right to us to investigate.
Yeah, and it's one of those things of, is that reality? Is that true? You know, can
exactly.
I believe this? And
you exactly.
know, and yet it happened to him, and the wife validated. I mean, I remember you reading in the book, as you know, that was his car, it was his clothes, it looked like him.
Yeah, and if I
and
had
he had the name and the
aunt,
phone number. I mean, that's.
I mean, that just sounds too wild, doesn't it? At one of my book signings, but I had my aunt now who'd shared that. So for me now, as soon as I thought of that, now I can accept his story fine. That, you know, I go, okay, he wasn't making that up. A woman, here's one I love, just hadn't thought about sharing this, but I would love to share off the top of my head right now, or from my heart, I guess. I was at a book signing in Boulder, Colorado, and there was a husband and wife sitting right in the front row. And as I was telling the story about Rusty and about him dying and then finding him another physical, his spirit coming back in physical form, I could tell that they were losing or had just lost an animal. So when it came time that I opened things up and people were sharing their stories, the woman shared the story of she had had two dogs, and one of them died, and the other one then a few years later was really ill and was at death's door. That dog, I watched the woman's face as she described how that dog came back. They could see, and her husband could see this dog. It didn't look like this translucent image. The dog that had died came back and helped the other dog pass. I'm going to share that in trusting, because that's the way Spirit is working through me, that trusting that there is somebody that will hear this that goes, that was real. You know, here's somebody else who had an experience like that. I haven't run across anything like that, so that was really new and exciting to me. You know, animals are here to really teach us, to take us to other dimensions, and, you know, a lot of times they can take us places that we can't get there in other ways.
Yes. And also, another type of oracle is dreams.
Yes. And I've got a couple of dreams that, and help me here with the time because I know we're going to break, but I'll start out by telling you about a woman, because this is another one that I think is going to have some tools in it for all of us. This is a friend of mine. Her name is Marcia. And Marcia she had three reoccurring dreams. And in this dream, her daughter had a terrible accident. But then she would hear these words, "She's going to be okay." Well, it wasn't. She at some point, when she would see this, she really registered on what was going on and put a big black X in her mind over this so that her daughter would be okay, that her daughter would not be in danger. This is the tool I'm trying to give people. If you get something that is fearful that you don't want to buy into, that you don't want to come up into your psyche, if it feels right to you, remember this. You can, and this came from a psychologist that she actually married, and you can see this big black X and work with that. That can sometimes keep something from getting in and psychologically programming you. So she had these three dreams. So when she did get the call that her daughter had been in a horrible accident, Marcia had this really strong feeling that her daughter was going to be okay. And while her daughter was very seriously injured, her daughter did heal. So dreams can be prophetic like that, and they can be really scary for us, but there is so much help for us on the dream level if we open. And she actually is one of these people that journals dreams. So if you feel inclined to write down your dreams or are already doing it, know that this is another great source for personal oracles. What was happening here that we're calling it a personal oracle, the need was for Marcia to have comfort that she was going to encounter this. It was like a crinkle in time.
Yeah,
this was
happen. And that was great. It's a great example of that, but we're going to have to take our break now.
Thanks.
This is Christanus on Voices of Women. We'll return and continue talking with Ann Bollinger McQuaid.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. I'm talking with Ann Bollinger McQuaid. She's the author of Everyday Oracles. And we've been hearing some great stories and examples of the personal oracles from people that Ann knows and people who've written them in on her website page. So what about some steps that people can take to develop this? Because, you know, a lot of it is that we get this monkey mind chatter, you know, that rational mind that kind of stops us. So I know you have workshops where you teach people how to discover their personal oracles. And what steps do you recommend taking?
Well, I'm going to tell you my 12 steps are in the back of the book, but the thing that you brought up, the monkey mind chatter, and I think that's the thing that we were talking about kind of in the beginning. You know, you get this intuition and all, and then your monkey mind comes in and goes, oh, come on, that's, here you go again. That's silly. That can't happen. That can't be real. Blah, blah, you know, blah, 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 whatever. That's what I like to tell people. Just, okay, step back for a second and look at your brain. You've got a left brain, a right brain. Your left brain is your analytical. That's your monkey mind. He's going, don't do that, don't do that. I want to keep you in your box. Stay in the box, stay in the box, stay in the box. You've got your right brain that is trying to, it's your intuition is connected to that. Also, something that I think that a lot of us that are into the chakras, you know, your solar plexus is your third, your second brain, considered your second brain. You get your gut feeling. If you put your hand right above your waist, that's your gut. That's where you get your gut feeling. So when you know, I have exercises in there about touch your gut. You know, if your monkey mind is just chattering like crazy, tune into the right side of your brain and touch your gut. If you want to touch your forehead and your gut, you can do some. This is a much more involved, and you probably would really need to listen to it. This book is out in hardback. It's in paperback. It's also in audio. If you like to listen to exercises, there's exercises in the back of the book, and one of them is put your hand on your solar plexus, put your hand on your forehead, and connect those two so that you're not in that battle with yourself or, you know, with your monkey mind. And then I think that the really key thing, and I start with it, is to open your heart and your mind and welcome the unknown. And then as number two, see yourself as a person who connects to this higher frequency of light energy and know that it's working for your good. So if you see yourself as achieving this, you know, see yourself as a person who just gets it. You just receive personal oracles and you get them. So I think that a lot of times that is a real key to see yourself, that you see yourself as being able to catch those personal oracles and integrate them into your life. And then I, you know, invite you to connect with the universal spirit. And I kind of like to think about having a psychic antenna. I think of yourself as a giant radio receiver. We are all just giant radio receivers. And so if there's a frequency, whatever frequency you're tuned into, you will pick up that energy. So with that in mind, you may want to think about clearing your energy field. If you feel like you want to do that, that's where meditation comes in. You can meditate and try to clear your energy field and see yourself as tuned into these higher frequencies. I don't have this. I've now put down the book, and I'm not going to look at my list anymore, and I'm just going to say some things that I feel like I want to share with the people that are listening. I think fear is something to look at. You know, if there's something that makes you kind of afraid to step out of the box, I'm not trying to encourage you to go someplace that is not good for you. But if it's just a matter of being timid, go ahead and step out a little bit. Again, read about what other people are experiencing, that is there for you, that you have these things available to you as well.
Yes, because it is in all of us. We all have that ability. Our mind thinks we don't. Well, that's just other people that do that. I'm not psychic. I'm not this. I'm not that. And there's lots of courses out there where you can start to, in essence, kind of train your mind, you know, quiet your mind down, like through meditation, or, and it doesn't even have to be like sit still and sometimes people can't sit still and, you know, try to meditate is not meditating.
Exactly. I think if you try to meditate,
walking out in the woods,
yeah,
taking a walk in the woods, quieting yourself down, then you slow down and you start paying attention, or singing, whatever it is for you, or drawing or writing. There's lots of avenues that people can do to train themselves to pay more attention.
Well, and you know, since you said singing, one of the things I really wanted to do is in the very back, in the afterword of my book, I tell about how 10 years after my father died, what I was talking about, the image where I felt him in the clouds, saw him in the clouds, got a picture of his image in the clouds, and I wanted to sing the tune of the song because what I was doing was I was walking a labyrinth with a labyrinth guide that had been at one of my talks, and she wanted to come walk the labyrinth. I took my camera with me, and as we walked, I sang this song, and I'd like you to listen to the tune and the words of the song because it has a beautiful message. And the song is, I walk the path of the mystery, and as I walk, it's revealed to me the truth, the deep, the way. I trust the path of the mystery, that as I walk, it reveals to me the truth, the deep, the way. And then it kind of gets a little Native American, goes, hey-ya, 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 ho. Hey-ya, 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 ho. Hey-ah, hey-ah, hey-oh. If we trust the path of the mystery that we are all in this beautiful, we're all in our own private, interconnected mystery, and if we trust that, you know, the movie Sidewalks and everything, it's going to lead us to where we want it, where our spirit wants us to go. And song, we don't have time to get into this today, and I'm not equipped to lead you there, but sound opens all kinds of things for us. So when you are singing, it will also open up energies that will help us move farther into these other dimensions that are right there for us.
Yes, and they are. Have to see them, be open to seeing them. And a lot of times, and you talked about that, you know, it's opening your minds to the possibilities of, we can kind of be closed mind about it and not think of how that everything to us is sort of, we take things so literally and physically, and not, yes, the world isn't just physical, you know.
Right.
And to pay attention to the energies around us.
I read something years ago, this is not mine, I have no idea who wrote it, but it says, when you realize who you truly are, you are beautiful beyond your dreams. And I know that's true, you know, as we move toward that, when we realize who we truly are, we're beautiful beyond our dreams. When we get out of this limited conventional reality box that we're in, and we let spirit kind of say, hey, over here, look, come over here, look at this. I'll show you this. I'll show you the way. Come on, over here.
Yep. And so it's really about listening and paying attention. Well, thank you, Anne. It was great to talk to you today.
Oh, Chris, thank you so much.
And I want to invite everybody to look at our website. Visit www.personaloracles.com. And I want to leave everyone with this thought. Pay attention this weekend. What oracles are trying to send you a message? So listen carefully. You can sign up for the monthly Woman of Wisdom newsletter. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events in the Seattle area. If you're in the Northwest, we have red tents. We have drum circles. We have an event September 21st, Community Connection, a full day of workshops by three amazing presenters. Our deadline is finalizing. If you still were thinking about sending a workshop proposal for our conference, we need to receive it by Sunday. You can email us at wow@womenofwisdom.org, and I will quickly send you an application form. But the deadline is fast approaching. Same with art for the brochure, and also music. If you're interested in singing before an event, our keynotes, we're looking at music, and that deadline is fast approaching too. So just email us at wow@womenofwisdom.org. And I want to remind people about my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's an Amazon bestseller, an award-winning book, and it's an inspiration on the divine feminine. Makes a great gift if you know somebody who's kind of feeling a little in need of some upliftment. It's just like our conference, and it's changed people's lives. And it helps if you buy it from Woman of Wisdom. You can go find our book and our resource page at on our product page on womenofwisdom.org. And you know everybody can buy at Amazon.com. Next week, I'll be interviewing Lila Francis, who's the author of the new book, Woman's Way Home. So this is Christina. So glad you shared the hour with us on Voices of Women, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call. Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to TheDrPatShow.com or like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow to get updates about everything we're doing.